Ever wish you could like rewind on a conversation?
Oh, yeah.
You know those moments when you blurt out something and instantly regret it? Especially when the stakes are high.
For sure.
Well, today we're diving into better communication.
Okay.
Specifically, how to stay cool under pressure
Great.
using the techniques from the book The Pause Principle by Cynthia Kane.
Awesome.
It's not just about what you say,
Right.
but your internal state
Yeah.
and how that dictates how communication unfolds,
Absolutely.
especially in those tough moments.
It's true.
And I think we all struggle with this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This idea of hitting the pause button before reacting.
It's so hard.
I know, I have.
Me too.
I can think of so many times I've just completely lost my cool and put my foot in my mouth,
Yeah.
like back in high school.
Okay.
I remember this so clearly.
What happened?
I blurted out a question in Spanish class that my teacher had just explained
Oh, no.
literally 2 minutes before, and I just wanted to disappear.
Oh, I bet.
So embarrassing.
I can only imagine.
It's like you just want to rewind time.
Totally.
So tell me more about this nervous system hijacking.
Yeah, so it's not really a personality flaw
Okay.
like some people think it is. It's
Good.
actually just biology.
Okay.
It's that fight, flight, freeze response
Interesting.
taking over.
So why is pausing so hard?
Well, let's break it down.
Yeah, let's do it.
Using the book's explanation of the nervous system,
Okay.
so you've got your sympathetic nervous system.
Okay.
And then your parasympathetic nervous system.
Right.
The sympathetic is like hitting the gas pedal, and the parasympathetic is like hitting the brakes.
I like that analogy.
Yeah, it helps to visualize it.
Totally.
So, in those tense conversations,
Yeah.
like the one you described in Spanish class,
Don't remind me.
our sympathetic nervous system, it just slams on the gas,
No, I felt that.
making rational thought almost impossible.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that's where the pause principle comes in. Okay, how
It gives us techniques to engage those brakes.
so we can regain control. But
Exactly.
what do these techniques actually look like in practice?
Well, the book introduces this acronym.
Oh, I love a good acronym.
It's called SOFTEN.
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 Okay, I'm intrigued.
And each letter represents a technique for staying present.
And shifting that internal state we were talking about.
Yes,
So give
exactly.
me a sneak peek.
Okay, so one technique is S for sensation.
Sensation.
It's about tuning into your body
Okay.
and noticing those physical signs of
As they're
stress.
happening,
Right.
give me an example.
Well, have you ever noticed that feeling in your throat?
Like tightening up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
When you're about to say something you might regret,
Oh, for sure.
or your palms getting sweaty.
Before a big presentation.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's your body talking to you.
It's trying to tell me something. I
Yes.
never thought of it that way.
It's really fascinating.
But it makes sense.
If I'm not even aware that I'm getting stressed, how can I stop it?
You can.
So noticing those sensations,
That's the first step.
it's like hitting pause on autopilot.
Exactly.
So you can choose a more skillful response.
Yes.
Okay, this is already blowing my mind.
I told you it was a game changer.
It is.
Yeah.
So what about the other letters in soften?
Well, O stands for own your discomfort.
Own your discomfort.
And this is where things get really interesting.
Oh, I like interesting.
The book suggests some simple physical actions
Okay, like what?
that can help shift your state almost instantly.
No way.
It might sound strange,
Okay, I'm listening.
but things like gently pulling down on your earlobes
Ray White.
or rubbing your sternum,
Really?
it can actually stimulate the vagus nerve.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's like a direct line to calmness.
You're telling me there's a scientific basis
There is.
for the things my grandma used to do to calm down?
Maybe.
I'm intrigued.
It's fascinating stuff.
It is. What else did the book suggest?
Well, there's the eyes toward another technique.
Eyes toward another.
It's about shifting your gaze
Okay.
to something neutral in the room.
During a heated discussion.
Right.
So, like, what?
The book uses the example of noticing your teacup.
During a tense meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's about grounding yourself.
In the present moment. You're
Exactly.
blowing my mind.
I know, right?
These are like little ninja moves for staying calm.
I like to think of them that way.
I have to ask,
What's that?
do these techniques really work?
They do.
Even in those high pressure moments.
Especially in those moments.
Wow.
And the science behind it is fascinating.
Okay, tell me more.
The more you practice these techniques, the more you're strengthening that pause muscle.
That's so cool.
I know, right?
So you're essentially rewiring your brain
To respond with more intention.
instead of those knee-jerk reactions. So
Exactly.
this isn't just about handling difficult conversations.
Yeah.
It's about becoming a more skillful communicator overall.
Absolutely.
This is amazing.
I'm glad you're liking it.
I am.
It's really about progress, not perfection.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, it's like building a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
The more you practice,
uh-huh.
the easier it becomes.
To access that calmer state.
Exactly.
Even under pressure.
It's true.
You know, one thing that really struck me about the book.
What's that?
Is that it doesn't just focus on reacting in the moment.
Right.
It also talks about preparation.
Yes.
Especially for those conversations, you know, are going to be tough.
It's like that saying.
What's that?
Failing to prepare is preparing to fail.
Right.
And the book delves into this concept.
Oh, tell me more.
It's called conversation visualization.
Conversation visualization. Okay. I'm intrigued because honestly, sometimes I walk into conversations already feeling stressed.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing it's going to be a minefield.
I've been there.
So tell me more.
Well, imagine this.
Okay.
You have a difficult conversation coming up, maybe with a colleague.
Or a family member.
Yeah.
Instead of dreading it.
Right.
You can use visualization to prepare.
Mentally and emotionally.
Exactly.
So what do I do?
You walk yourself through the scenario.
Go ahead.
You picture the setting of the people involved and even anticipate potential challenges.
So like I'm playing out the conversation in my head.
Yeah, kind of.
But I also allow myself to feel those uncomfortable sensations.
Exactly.
Like the tightness in my chest or that nervous energy.
It's about facing your fears head on.
But in a safe space.
Yes. In your own mind.
That's so interesting.
But here's the key.
Okay. What is it?
You don't stop at the negative.
So what do I do?
You then visualize how you would ideally handle those tricky moments.
Like I picture myself staying calm.
Yes.
Breathing deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And using those softened techniques.
Exactly.
So it's like giving myself a mental script.
To follow when things get heated.
I like that.
By practicing this visualization, you're building confidence and resilience.
And training my brain to respond more skillfully.
Even when emotions are running high.
That's fascinating.
It is.
And this could be helpful.
In any area of life.
Where communication can be challenging.
Right.
Like family dinners.
Oh, yeah.
Or even dealing with conflict on social media.
That's true.
The book mainly focuses on work-related communication.
It does.
But these principles apply everywhere.
Absolutely.
It's about becoming a more mindful communicator.
No matter the situation.
This is truly revolutionary.
I know, it's pretty cool.
It makes me wonder.
What's that?
If there are other hidden gems in this book.
Like what?
Like tips for those of us who overthink conversations.
Even after they're over.
Yeah.
Well, without giving too much away.
Okay.
The book does touch on that.
Oh, really?
It emphasizes self-compassion.
Okay.
And recognizing that we all make mistakes.
In communication.
Mm-hmm.
That's reassuring.
The key is to learn from those experiences.
And keep practicing.
Those pause techniques.
So we can continue to grow.
As communicators.
And all works in progress.
We are.
The book even suggests.
What's that?
Integrating these techniques into our daily lives.
Yeah.
Not just for those high stakes conversations.
It's about creating a mindful approach to communication.
As a whole.
Exactly.
So it's about more than just handling difficult conversations.
It is.
It's about becoming more present and intentional.
In all our interactions, it's about shifting from a reactive state to a responsive one.
And leading with both heart and head.
Combining emotional intelligence with clear communication.
And that's something we can all benefit from.
For sure.
This has been so eye-opening.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I am. If you're curious about the pause principle.
Yes.
You definitely won't want to miss the rest of our deep dive. As we've been talking, I've been thinking.
About what?
About how often we get caught up in the content of our conversations.
Right.
The words themselves.
Yeah.
But the pause principle, it seems to suggest that.
What's that?
That it's equally important.
Okay.
If not more so.
Mm.
To pay attention to the energy we bring.
To the conversation.
Yeah.
So true.
Like, have you ever had a conversation?
Many times.
Where the words themselves seemed harmless enough, but the tone.
Right.
Or the body language.
Your nonverbal cues.
Yeah.
They conveyed something totally different.
Oh, absolutely.
It happens all the time.
Like when someone says, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But their whole demeanor screams the opposite.
Exactly.
It's like communication.
It's more than just words.
Right.
It's about the underlying emotions.
Oh.
Those unspoken messages.
And the pause principle.
Yeah.
encourages us to become more aware
of those subtle cues
in ourselves and in others.
Exactly.
So it's like this energetic dance
happening beneath the surface.
And that awareness
allows us to choose our responses
more consciously
instead of just reacting
on autopilot.
Right.
We can pause,
take a breath,
and ask ourselves,
what's really going on here?
What's the most skillful way to respond
in this moment?
It's like taking back the reins
of the conversation
instead of letting our emotions run wild.
That's a great way to put it.
So we're not at the mercy of our emotions.
We're not.
We can train ourselves
to become more skillful communicators.
This is so empowering.
It is.
It's not about becoming an emotionless robot.
Yeah.
It's about integrating our emotions
with our intellect,
communicating with both heart and head.
Absolutely.
This whole conversation has been so eye-opening.
I'm glad to hear that.
I'm already thinking about.
What are you thinking about?
How these principles can apply to everyday interactions.
I've seen an example.
Like next time I'm tempted to fire off a sarcastic reply.
Oh, yeah.
In a text message.
Okay.
I'll remember to pause and ask myself.
Well, what will you ask yourself?
Is this really how I want to show up?
In this interaction?
It's about bringing that awareness and intention.
So all our communication.
Big or small.
Exactly.
It's really inspiring.
What is
to think about the ripple effect.
Yeah.
That these small shifts in our communication
can create
in our own lives.
And in the lives of others.
It's a beautiful takeaway.
It is.
We're all capable of this growth.
We are.
It's never too late
to become a more skillful communicator.
Well, listeners.
Yes.
We've reached the end
of our deep dive
into the pause principle.
It's been a good one.
It has. If this conversation has sparked your curiosity, I highly encourage you to pick up the book
and explore these concepts further.
You might be surprised by the power of simply hitting pause.
The power of the pause.
I love that.
It's transformative.
I agree.